J4RHF, is there anybody out there at this time in the morning?
I'm clear down here.
Just wanted to sort of announce there's a darn tornado heading this way. They got a listening to NODA, and they said they had trash being picked up and stuff, and apparently it's heading towards Clemson and then heading towards Greenville. They said they've got a rotating cloud on the NOAA weather, and so I think everybody that can hear this probably needs to pay attention and I don't know how to do the Skywarn net or anything. I haven't ever been trained on that, but I'd like to. But if anybody else can hear me out there, you might want to pay attention to what's going on with the weather. Camera. Keep on RHF.
YQK. In the basement, they got really gnarly here a couple minutes ago.
Just north of Maine.
The lawn. South of Pumpkin Town. Radar is in rotation up in Pumpkin Town as well. Has been confirmed for a touchdown tornado down towards Seneca. But right now we're monitoring the Pumpkin Town rotation up on the radar.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at, I don't see the rotation, but I'm looking at the WYFF radar, and it's showing really, really bad weather up around Pocos County right now. So y'all hunker down there.
Black 4, November Alpha Papa. I'm in Clemson, and we've got trees down, power lines down, heavy rain, and high wind.
What I just heard, the NOAA just announced a few minutes ago you're having that in Seneca, and they said they confirmed a tornado on the radar weather map. Keep our RHF.
Out in it for a while. Well, I'm out on the road, so if something comes up, I'll let everybody know.
Until this thing blows over, it looks like it's going to be bad. Looking at the, I'm just on the YFF radar. But it's showing basically coming north to south. This line of clouds coming north to south down through Pumpkin Town, and then sort of turning it about easily, and then going down through Clemson and going down south in Anderson down about where Portland is down in on the Lake Hartwell. And it seems to be moving pretty fast, too. They said the storm was moving like 6 miles an hour. So the sea over here, I'm getting heavy, heavy thunder here now. I probably need to unplug my antenna. But it's coming straight over towards Greenville. All right, y'all be careful out there.
For YQK, and thanks, Bill. And I'm getting into the repeater. I was asking if I was getting in a repeater. This is KJ4. Front edge of the system now, and it's blowing like a Dickens out here in Dickensville.
There's the KJ4 Y2K, I think you said. Yeah, I'm hearing you. You're breaking up a little bit, but you hit the repeater good. It's coming towards Greenville. So. Like I said, I'd say take shelter, but it's moving real fast, so the whole thing will be over in half an hour. So, y'all be careful out there, K4RHF.
I can confirm it's moving pretty quick here. I'm right on the front edge of it, just right below Pumpkin Town over in Dakersville.
Kilo Charlie 8, Uniform X-ray November. If anyone needs the information, I've been monitoring a Skywarn net going on 442825. If you got 448 capability, just kind of monitoring out here myself from Anderson, KC8UXF.
K4RHF.
For YQK, I believe I'm on the back side of that front now. The wind's too completely kind of died down now. Next, a line just passed Dankersville.
DX, WB2DX. This is KL7FO. Do you copy me? On this repeater that can copy me. This is KL7FO.
KL7FO, KF4YDX.
KKX, is that? Go ahead.
Same here as Gary. Location is Easley.
4YDX, Gary. Very good. Thank you, sir. Name here is Dave. Call sign Kilo Lima 7, Foxtrot Oscar. I am on Lake Secession in Abbeville County. I've been trying to get into the Anderson County repeater, which is the repeater up on Sassafras Mountain. No response whatsoever. Are you monitoring any of those other repeaters, Gary?
No, I am not monitoring any of the other repeaters, but the alarm on our phones kept on going off, and we had high winds here, and went down to the lowest part of the house with no windows, so it sounds like it's settled down here, but I have not been on the other. I just turned the radio on a few seconds ago, KF4YKX.
YDX, excuse me, get your call sign again. Yankee Delta X-ray.
Kilo X-ray, Yankee Kilowatt X-ray.
Yankee Kilo X-ray, very good, Gary, thank you. Okay, I was just wondering, I've been trying to get into that Anderson County repeater, the one up on Sassafras Mountain, 146790, and apparently it's not operational. I used it last night, so I know it was working, but I don't know what's going on now. Our power is out here on Lake Secession, and I'm on battery power, so I don't know exactly when the power will come back. We're having heavy rains, nothing else beyond that right at this point.
Base of Parrish Mountain over here in Greenville. Our power is also out. We don't have much wind, but we've got some pretty strong rain coming down right here. Kilo 4 is in the new X-ray.
Good call sign, but no, we are in Eastwood near the hospital, so we still have power. We had it go on and off, but it has had very high winds. It sounded very nasty outside. Kept on hearing the warning on our phone, so we dipped down into the lowest part of the house until the wind went by. So we don't know, you know, what is right now. And I don't hear the sky warning that up. But I'm not sure whether it's on this or another frequency now.
Charlie 8, Uniform X-ray, November.
Go ahead, KF4YKX.
I heard someone asking about that frequency.
Okay, multiple report.
442825. I don't know why they're not linked to the other, the Anderson County 2-meter repeater, but 442825 is the active active net for Skywarn currently going.
Thank you very much.
7FO, that's 442825. Does that have a tone? Over.
That I am not sure. I was able to ping it with no tone just here a little while ago, so I'm not sure if there is a actual tone on it.
I'm going to try that up here. This is KL7FOQSY.
Name here is Steve, Kilo Charlie 8, Uniform X-ray, November.
Hello, Steve.
Kilo Charlie 8, Uniform X-ray, November.
Good, got you, Charlie. Just Steve, thank you very much. KL7FOQSY.
QZ, WD-40YH.
WDG.
4-7 repeater must be down. The K9OH repeater.
That.
Warren up on Paris Mountain. Evidently it must be down because I can't even hit it.
Sorry, Jeff. Where are you located?
I'm over here in Fountain Inn, South Carolina right now, sitting here with no power, running off a jump start and boxing.
WD-40YH.
Go ahead, John.
You were talking about is up on Caesar's Head, not too far from 6-1. I don't believe they've installed backup power yet.
Do they have another channel around here local that they're going through as far as the Skywarn thing?
Willing to come here, but I don't know what their instruction was. That would be a Billy call.
Kilo Charlie 8 Uniform X-ray November.
Answer.
There's a 440 repeater, 442825, with a tone of 127, I believe, that they're running Skywarn on currently. I believe, yeah, that other repeater is down, but they do have it on the 442825.
Let me find me a pin here so I can write that down. 4825.
42825 with a positive offset and looks like a PL tone of, I believe it was 127 or something or other. I can look that up just shortly here. KC8UXN. PL of 127.3.
It's 442825.
That is correct.
Take that. But yeah, I'm sitting over here with no power. Well, I'm actually, I don't know what happened, but I think we got low power. I mean, everything, you know, the fans and stuff in the house is still running, but they're just barely turning. And I think the whole neighborhood's same way. Everybody's porch lights dim and all that good stuff. So I don't know. I mean, something went through. I don't know what it was, but it sounded like it was going up 385, but it sounded real loud, and all of a sudden that happens. And by that time, we had a tornado warning over here, too, so I don't know if that might have been part of it, but we lost power.
And what I've been hearing, they had confirmed tornado around Clemson Way, kind of running up that way, up around 85 and towards Easley and stuff like that. That's what I've been listening to for the last hour or so.
Well, let me take a standby here real quick. I mean, I ain't going nowhere. I'll still be listening. But let me jump over here and unplug this air conditioner. It's getting on my nerves sitting here beeping. I guess it's in between trying to kick back on and not. You know, I mean, it's not on the on mode, but it's trying to power itself back up. But we don't have all that much power. But let me step over here and unplug that thing so it don't burn itself up, and I'll be right back. KN4UBG, I'll be on standby for a moment.
KC8UXM. KC8UXM.
Yeah, I'm looking at this thing on the WYFF weather map. It's probably a couple of minutes behind, but it's as of 4:10, which is 8 minutes ago, it's showing up there where Johnny is. They're basically getting the worst part of it right now, or will really shortly. It's going through Pumpkin Town. And then there's a section that's gone all through TR already, and the main part of the storm is hitting downtown Greenville just right now. And this looks like the same thing that hit Clemson and Seneca a few minutes ago. And so they said they had trees 3 feet in diameter down in Clemson, so it's not something to be played with. Everybody hunker down. It's starting to rain real good here all of a sudden. I'm in Taylor's. And so everybody hunker down. K4RHF, I'll be out of here.
K4RHF, KM4UBG.
Okay, you're down at Fountain Inn, right?
I'm down here in Fountain Inn. I'm, I guess, exit 23 would be the closest thing to me. And Fairview Road and 418 where the Sphinx is. I'm kind of in between both of those.
I'll go and get this a little later. It looks like you're getting rain right now, and it'll probably clear up just a little bit. And I don't know whether you're going to get the worst part of this or not, because it seems to be tracking, almost tracking the interstate there. But it may be coming over a little more east-west, so y'all might get some of it. Might get the tail end of it. Just hang in there, and like I said, everybody buckle down. Keep our eye cap. We'll be out of here.
Well, I'm gonna turn the other side radio to the 442 repeater and listen on that one. I got the dual band vertical hooked up here now, but a little bit because it's starting to really lighten it pretty good over here.
Plug my big rig right now, and I'm gonna be on a handheld, which probably won't hit. I'm behind Paris Mountain. So I won't hit the repeater, but I'll be listening in. K4RHF, we'll be clear.
K4RHF, KN4EBG, I'll be on standby for a moment, programming the other repeater in.
I was worried about you, KN4TFW.
Been soaking wet. I'm good. Got trees down everywhere over here. And some power lines down. So it's a good mess.
There was a tornado touchdown over there between Seneca and Clemson.
What they confirmed, it's just south of downtown Seneca, basically between Clemson and Seneca.
They'll be over here pretty soon, though, looks like, but another round's coming.
But it, don't doubt it one bit.
Is it wet tonight?
Just a little bit.
Good on the contest this weekend?
Worth never did here, Georgia.
Get everybody talking in Georgia, but I couldn't hear anybody from Georgia.
Mad at us.
That's still needed, but I never could get anybody. Same with North Dakota. Couldn't hear anybody.
If we're gonna get North Dakota, we're gonna have to be up around 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'm not that time.
When most people talk to them.
KM4UBG.
Come on.
Go ahead.
We're still in there. I was going to tell him if anything goes on back toward Fountain Inn over here to give me a text on the radio, because the only thing I'm running on is a jump starting box over here, and this thing's probably going to go dead about any minute now.
I haven't heard anybody else on the radio here in the last 15 minutes anyway.
Roger. Well, I can hear that wind whipping through here, man. It sounds like it's about to rip the side of my house off over here.
I still hear WD-40H.
The storm's about to move up on us over here, because what I could see on the map when I went to bed, it was supposed to be moving up at like 4:49.
My radar, it looks like it's pretty well gone from here. We'll get some more rain. Then the wind will come afterwards.
We're getting the wind up in Greer now, W4DJW.
He's awake. You didn't believe me a while ago, huh?
I didn't hear you a while ago. I just got my coffee. Everybody's cell phone went off 30 minutes ago, or ours did in our house. and got everybody up, animals included.
Well, we're hauling our animal around with us. We went up and got into the bridge at Highway 11 and 25 because we were in one of the boxes for a tornado warning.
I heard Ed and Ken, I think that's Ken, saying that one touchdown between Seneca and Clemson.
4 TFW.
Lauer over here in Mount Lee, and so I'm running on a jump starting box here now.
So you back to the, you headed back to the house now, or are you still out there at the bridge?
TR picked up fuel, filled up the pressure washer too. I got to take it back. I think I told you about that. So I figured while I'm out, I might as well do it all at one time. We're going to run by, make sure Daddy's okay, and then go back home. Nathan's already back. He said nothing there but a lot of water.
I was looking out back to see what I could see, and there's leaves. I guess the wind was ripping through the trees and ripping leaves out of the trees, or chunks of them. I don't have enough light to see if there's any on the ground, any trees on the ground. Nothing shook the house. Nothing hit the house and shook it yet, though. You say we're going to get more winds in a little bit?
Winds when the front comes through because of the temperature differential. Oh, that might be part of the worst part with all this water. The ground will be soft and trees will start wanting to be blown over.
All right, well, I'm going to go back to reading about it. You guys carry on. W4DJW.
For allergies we have right now as far as the coverage, does anybody know? I don't have nothing over here other than a telephone and a jump starting box with the ICOM 2738.
In a little bit, Dave, WD40 Whites, we're going to have to get you a bigger battery, set you up for emergency operations.
I never really thought I'd ever need one. I mean, I got a generator sitting here in the corner, but I got it slap buried right now. No, I'm gonna have to get me a battery or something to set it up over here. Definitely gonna have to do that. I already see that now.
Cycle battery, it lasts you for a long time on a 2-meter rig. And get you a good antenna outside so you can hit the repeater without having to run full power. And then a nice deep cycle battery to go with it, and you'll be set to go.
Low power right now. I don't know how I'm getting in the repeater, but it says I'm running 4 bars here, and I got full service from the repeater, so I got a pretty good antenna set up. I ain't on the big antenna. I mean, if I was on the big antenna, you wouldn't even probably even tell the difference that I'm on low power. I got that 13B2 beam out there. But that's the quickest thing I could come up with, was a jump start the box and hooking it to the radio.
I only hear you when you talk.
Same thing, right?
Yes, sir. That's what counts. We got a bunch of sticks in the road over here. I don't see any trees, though.
This way, man. I ain't got to get outside yet. I went to bed at about 12:40, 12:45. I was monitoring Billy, and they was talking about what was coming through then, because we was under a tornado watch over here, and it had us involved in it. My phone went off. Then turned around, my phone went off this morning, right? My phone went off. It sounded like a humongous logging truck or something that went up. 418, 385 back up here past the house. I mean, you could just hear it going. I mean, it just sounded like it was dragging something behind it. And right after that, the power went out. I mean, I got power. The ceiling fans are going around, but barely turning. And I don't understand that. I guess I only got just a little bit of a leg, I guess. The next door neighbor across the street, their porch light's real dim. Looks like they got a candle hanging out there.
That sounds like the loss of a neutral, but that would be local to the house, not necessarily coming from the primary
That's an interesting situation.
The thing I thought, because I went out, came in here and disconnected the big power box, you know, inside the house here, thought it might have kicked something out. You know, and it didn't kick back in right. Because I had that to happen one time, and it was bugging the HF rig. It's picking it up, putting static in my HF rig, because it was shorting out this box. Well, the only thing it gave it away was, you know, I moved from the kitchen table, which is about halfway to the house, all the way over here by the laundry room in the end of the house, about 7-8 feet away from the power box. And I had to go in there and re-trip out all the breakers to figure out which one was shorting out and re-engage it. And I never did have that problem no more. But, yeah, I mean, that's very interesting. I've never seen this go on right now. You know, my Echo Dot and all that stuff, I mean, it'll still work. I guess it don't have to have that much power, but it'll still come on and work. But the power supply for the radio, I can't get it to come on. The ceiling fan won't speed back up to high. You know, it's running like it's just barely turning, like the wind sitting over there turning it. So hopefully they'll get everything fixed here as well, hopefully.
To you need to go pull your main breaker until they get that straightened out. That's an issue, and it could very easily take out some appliances and electronics.
I think it's on their side. I think it ain't on my side, because all the neighbors in here, their porch lights look like Kindles.
My main breaker and wait until they got it fixed.
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea. Yeah, that probably wouldn't be a bad idea.
Bait.
For you, BG.
Out clear fountain in. It looks like it just rained now for about another 30-40 minutes. KN4 TFW.
For TFW. Appreciate that, man, because I ain't got no way to look other than my phone. And trying to keep the battery up on that jugger. It don't take it long to go dead.
More little round, tiny round down there at Commerce right now, but looks like it'll go by pretty quick.
Well, I guess all that purple stuff must have went right up 85, as they was talking about last night, that killed all them people down in Mississippi and all that. So they killed 6 people down in there, and it was showing the devastation on the Weather Channel thing, and it was showing houses and towns and airports and all kinds of stuff tore all to pieces. Over $3 million worth of, $3 million or $300 million or something worth of damage to one of the airports down there.
I got woke up this morning. It was mostly north of Greer, up by Blue Ridge.
That makes me wonder about that buddy of mine. He lives up around 290, up on the hill there on 290, over by the Sandy Flats Rock Quarry over there. And I know he's right in the path of the mountain right there, so I mean, it might have blocked it off of him that way, but I don't know. But he lives on top of that hill up there. I mean, you can actually, he says you can stand in the yard and look out and see a lot up there. Double there, come back to me.
For H, do I have it? I was just letting you know, we live in the Tigerville area too, and son Nathan's already returned home. Said that everything was okay, just a lot of water and a little bit of sticks and leaves on the road.
Well, it's been going on and off over here about all night, man. It came through last night about, it started about, about 11 o'clock maybe. Wind started blowing really, really good. Trees started rocking and started raining a little bit. Then about 11:30, maybe not that late, maybe 11:20, really started. And then they put out the tornado warning over here, and it was going all the way up to about 1 o'clock, something till 1 this morning when I went to bed, and it calmed down a little bit, and all of a sudden, you know, I pointed up on the map again, and said it's coming through this morning about 4 or something. So, I hope it's all gone, man. I ain't got a lick of sleep.
For tomorrow.
And I'm liable to call in and tell them I ain't gonna make it.
Tell them you couldn't take a warm shower, so you're gonna have to wait. I got tomorrow off, so they're not turning correction. They're not starting the plant back up until Tuesday. So they gave us the option of taking tomorrow off, either using a holiday for Friday and working Friday, or take Friday off as a holiday and take tomorrow off as no pay, or take Friday off as a holiday and take tomorrow off as vacation day. So I chose option number 3.
Well, it's been helping me out getting off at 4:30 every day. You know, because getting off at 4:30, I mean, that's a lot. You know, because getting off and, you know, you're coming home, you still got a lot of daylight left. I mean, been getting a lot of stuff moved around and getting some stuff cleaned out behind the house back here. And, you know, I got to, you know, try to get the backyard cleaned out a little bit so I can get the tower put up. And old lady's want me to put a swimming pool up back there. And I got a few things sitting in the front yard that, you know, I gradually take off the truck when I bring it home. And trying to get that stuff cleaned up. I got a big old workbench sitting out there. It's got a 5/8 steel plate on top of it. And that thing's about 4 feet one way, probably about 5.5, 6 feet the other way. Or it might be 5 feet the other way. It might be 5 feet. It's got like a sheet metal bender on the back of it. It's got 4-inch tubing frame with 4-inch legs under it. And that thing is heavy. That thing weighs, I don't know, I would say probably 800 pounds, probably, maybe 1,000. And I tried to move that thing with my little Ford Ranger. It wouldn't even move. I mean, it put me in the steering wheel twice. I told my boss I was going to take the boom truck home and move that junker out of the front yard.
Sounds like you need something a little bit on the heavy side. Maybe a way to pick it up and tote it instead of drag it.
I was sliding it over. I was sliding it over toward my work truck. And I was trying to get it out of the way, you know, because when we went back in the trailer in right there at the front porch, and I was trying to get it out of the way for that. And, boy, that joker was heavy. It's been sitting there for about, I don't know, maybe a year. And the legs done sunk up in the ground about 4 inches on that joker.
Okay, so you had the problem of it being anchored to the ground.
It was anchored to the ground between some tree roots. And I got it moved about a foot and a half. That's about as far as it would get. It took me 2 good yanks to get it that far. And it put me in the steering wheel twice. So I left it where it was at the second time. I figured, you know, as long as I could squeeze the trailer in at the front door to get what I had to get out of here and take it and deliver it at their house, that was fine with me.
Ben, did you turn that breaker off yet?
Fixing to do. I'm fixing to walk over here and kill the breaker. Yeah. Hang on just a minute. I'll be back here. I'll be back here shortly.
WD4DYH.
Johnny Can, 4TFW.
I'm doing okay now. We had to go run away from the potential tornado. What about you?
Woke us up, and that's so I'm watching the news on the TV, and I ran out to the truck, put it on crossman.
And all night, and we were napping and watching the news and the radar on the phones, and determined that it was time to move. So we headed north on 25, went up and got under the bridge at 11 and 25. That's the closest, safest place to put a vehicle that I know of. Damage anywhere?
ran outside to turn the truck radio on, but it's too dark to see in the back yet.
Did you guys get a lot of heavy rain or wind or a combination of the two or one or the other?
Wind and that, but it seems to die down right now.
It's pretty much gone. I think the next thing to watch out for is going to be the wind that comes when the front actually makes it here. I was talking about a while ago with all the water that's on the ground and everything being nice and soft, it'll make trees want to get uprooted.
Yeah, we got some big trees in our backyard, but fortunately the wind was, you know, coming out of the south, so that's a good thing. If it's coming towards the north, it's blowing towards the house.
Blow them over towards the neighbor's yard.
Behind the house, there's nobody to the north of me.
Blow it into the cow house. Kind of tied to one of those trees.
I don't know how it's weathered the storm. I'll have to see. It weathered the last couple of storms pretty decent, so we'll see what it did this time.
For it, if it passes this one, you should be good to go.
That's what I want to take down that are kind of hanging over it and that because they're just too far up for me to reach and that, and they're too big around, so I probably have to get somebody later after all this virus stuff blows over and that to come in and cut a couple of limbs out for me.
Man, shouldn't be too awful expensive for just a couple of limbs. Shoot, you might even find somebody at work that'd be willing to do a little work for you.
Get them on the ground. I don't care if I can cut them up when they're on the ground. I just need to get them on the ground.
Up here that we're concerned about, it's a oak tree and it's got a bunch of big dead limbs about middle ways and some up at the top that we're bound to see break off at some point, and we happen to have to park under it. So Kathy was talking the other day, she's thinking she might want to go ahead and get somebody to come up here and cut the dead limbs out of it and maybe even cut the tree back a little bit, make it less of a sail in the wind.
I have poplar trees in the backyard, and the squirrels peel the bark off of the limbs to put in the nest, and then that limb dies, and so every time you get a storm, I get a bunch of dead limbs on the ground.
Vicious creatures, ain't they? Now, hopefully, they're not too big of limbs that are falling down. Daddy's yard's full of poplar trees. I love those things for shade. They've got some really nice leaves.
Yeah, they're saying there's a lot of power lines down over in Seneca, but nothing over towards our area doesn't look like.
A lot of stuff down over in Pickens. But we seem to be okay. We're driving down the street we live on now. All the power's still on. I see a little bit of leaf litter in the road, but nothing of any consequence. The creek's up a little bit. Not as bad as I've seen it, though.
Get daylight now. Take a look around.
For away. I'm glad we don't work tomorrow. Or today, I should say. That'd make for a rough day.
And they're not starting up too many lines tomorrow anyway.
OMV's going to run, isn't it?
About four or five lines coming up tomorrow.
I'll have to look into that. David's got something he wants me to do with one of the sheet scanners, the temperature sensor that he's looking at. According to Tom, he's never had worked right, and we think we figured out why. It's a current loop system with a resistor that taps off the current loop and goes over to the analog input. It has a 500 ohm resistor in it, and that puts out 10 volts, 0 to 10 volts. The computer for the scanner is looking for 0 to 5. So we're going to see if we can find a 250 ohm resistor somewhere or get as close to it as possible and make that change, see if it fixes it. I guess what we'll do is take care of things that need to be done on equipment that's down that we have parts for.
Have to make sure that the work really needed to be done and versus using the parts out of the crib. And that, you know, I've already kitted it and everything is one thing, but getting out a bunch of expensive parts, I think they kind of wanted to lay low this month.
It makes sense. I don't think it's going to last too much longer. I like to think that by very early summer, it'll be over and things will be back to moving back towards normal.
Looks like you got another round of red on the radar headed your way.
Coming from Pickens.
On the south.
That's an odd direction.
It's up 85, kind of like, but it's north of 85.
Okay. I'll watch that. Not a very big spot, though, is it? Actually, we just pulled in the driveway, and I think I see the spot you're talking about just past us before we got here.
And 4 TFW. Area of red on the radar that was, it's north of 85, but it's kind of parallel on 85, but it's kind of getting up towards Johnny.
What spot now? I don't know if we're looking at the same radar picture. It's a long yellow spot with a little bit of red in it.
Mostly in Pickens and Anderson County. You hadn't made it into Greenville County yet.
Seneca, Kathy found it on hers. Yeah, I see what you're talking about. The tip end of it is just south of us. Remember the day when we didn't have radar to look at? We had to track it by going, hey, Ken, is it at your house yet?
One day.
Houston made for a lot of activity. Blant Addison, he was one of the hams that lived over in Toccoa, Georgia. And our weather patterns at that time mostly came from that direction. So he'd get on 2 meters and he could hit 6-1 from where he was at and tell us what was coming and what it was acting like. And we'd start tracking it from Toccoa and all the way up through here and into Spartanburg.
Yeah, one more round right down there in Toccoa and Hartwell right now. Just now made it to the lake. Probably going to go south of Greenville, maybe Fountain Inn.
Yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on that one. Kathy's got family down in Simpsonville and Fountain Inn area. Hopefully it won't be any kind of severe. It's been in our favor for the sun not to be out right now.
Who's that little spot on the weather radar? It's on the National Weather Channel. They showed that little spot moving through here at about... right close to about 8 o'clock.
Then things will be cool enough to where it'll just be rain.
But it's moving, it's according to the map where Seneca is at, it's showing a dot for Seneca. It's going right south of Seneca, moving east. It's going to be moving right across my area about 8 o'clock. What it's showing here on the map.
Keep an eye on it. See if we can figure out where it's going to wind up. Where you go?
I was watching the news and that they were showing some damage in Seneca, and I was texting with Ed. He's on a handheld, but he can't make the repeater with the handheld.
Can help him out. If he had an outside antenna, could he make it?
I mean, he can make it with his truck sitting in the driveway, so I'd imagine an outside antenna could make it.
I'll spin repeat.
Have it.
Okay. Maybe we can make him an antenna that he could stick up.
At least his HF antenna's still up, so that's a good thing.
Oh, they took a hit. That's my understanding.
Off of Seneca, between Seneca and Clemson.
Just had said the same thing you did. So it missed Clemson by a gnat hair. Since we're sitting in the driveway and thinking we're going to go in the house, I'm going to set up crossbeam repeat so I'll catch up with you guys a little bit. WD-40YH. Y'all be careful.
4 TFW.
I think be careful out that way. I'll let y'all know when the power comes back on over here. I sent it in to new power. Hopefully they sent it back. So that was part of an alley. Now outage just out of town. So hopefully they'll have it back up before long. You have a good one, Johnny. KN4.
Good one. KN4 TFW will be clear and monitoring.
Thank you, gentlemen. WD-40YH.
Good one out that way, Ken. And I think it's KN4 TFW. You have a good one, and we'll holler at you a little bit later. KN4 UBG. Hope to be clear and going back to bed, hopefully.
Listening on the HF rig or on a handheld, but he can't make the repeater with it, but he can hear us.
Good morning, Ed. Tim and I out there.
Good morning.
You guys get it bad last night?
A lot of rain, but I haven't been able to see outside yet, but it looks like there was a tornado over by just south of Seneca towards Clemson and that, but Ed says there's power lines down and trees blocking the roadway all over by Clemson.
They got it pretty good then. My power's been out. Of course, I got one of those whole house generators, so I'm okay, but it's been out for several hours.
On and off, but it came right back on, no problems.
It has to be out here on 11, because I've got all my power lines are underground.
Under red on the radar coming through, you ought to be driving into it for too long.
Sunny today, ain't it?
Off. It's supposed to be real windy, and all this rain has got the ground pretty loose, so you might lose a lot of trees. There's probably a lot of trees and debris down on the way you come into work.
I'm hoping not, because I need to be in today.
Go. Me and Susan, we just stayed around the house. We didn't go anywhere or do anything.
I did run something down to Tim's house. I can't remember what it was.
Pretty good outside again now.
And Pickens.
I'm up towards Pickens now. You might miss that rain. I think you're gonna miss it.
I'm gonna have to scrape my driveway again.
That steep of a hill, I imagine all the water does some pretty good damage to it.
It's actually not as bad as it used to be. I mean, it used to, all my gravel would be down to the bottom of that hill. But here lately, it's been doing pretty good. We dug a ditch, you know, along the right-hand side as you're going down, and that's catching most of that water. But I still got a little bit of work to do with it.
Or anything, then you just slide down it in the wintertime, right?
I about wrecked my truck one winter coming off of that hill, trying to get to work. I ended up not going that day. But, yeah, no, we probably are not going to ever really pave that thing. She likes the gravel, unless it just gets so irritating that I can at least pave that one spot. DOT Mobile.
1K and 4 TFW.
I'm running a little bit late. Just trying to take my time this morning.
Trees down.
I don't know what happened until I see the news. Thing here, it looks like a mess over here. Of course, everything's still upright, but man, there's stuff everywhere. It all up here. Not bad at all. Now, it sounded bad, but I figured I'd have trees down all over the place. I threatened to drag one down there. Be on my first detour already. I got, a power line down. Two of them down. Big old honking tree down. Yep. I'm on my first detour, boys. We'll see how long it takes me to get to work.
Just don't drive over any power lines.
People on this road for a left, and saw cars going up and down it, but you know, it's completely blocked. You'd think they'd by now, after as many cars I've seen try to go down here, that they'd have something set up, but that's a negative. Where my power's out at, a big old tree took down all the way across the road, multiple lines laid down. Wow. I guess it was about 4 o'clock. It went out somewhere around 2.
There where they were having a tornado warning up there by Highway 11 going out that way.
You know, we had some pretty stout winds, and there was a tree down on the road. We had some pretty stout winds, but I heard a few things hit the window. But I, you know, the yard, as far, of course, all I know is what I saw going out to the drive. There's a tree down blocking the road. Yeah, no, they got 135. They got it pretty bad. I mean, there's trees down all over.
I have a hard time getting into work. You might just have to dog it off today.
I'm wondering if a tornado didn't come through here, because this is bad right here.
Okay.
Bad, because you know they had one in Seneca, Clemson, and it went right up too easily. It went right to our doorstep. It got wild this morning, right after we lost power. It got just crazy.
This morning, he got home about 5. He says 73 to everybody. He's listening to us. He just can't get out with the handheld.
Good deal. Good to hear he's safe.
Lines down and a lot of trees blocking roadways over there in Clemson.
I track and I ain't even heading the right way to work yet.
I'm going to make it into work today.